Time for our Appleton Public Library Show with Head Librarian Cindy Hendricks. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, I heard Appleton got some welcome rain last night.
Yes, yeah, super exciting. I'm not really sure how much,
yep.
But I've heard anywhere from like half an inch to three-quarters of an inch.
Yep, I think Mike reported up there he got an inch this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, where Mike lives here in Appleton. So, yeah, that was a good rain. It'll green everything up again.
Yes, I know. We needed it badly. I think we could have maybe used a little more, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, you know.
Yep.
So that's just how it goes.
That's right. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, keep in mind, of course, this next week, we will be closed on Monday, the 5th of July, in order to celebrate the 4th. So the library will be closed on Monday, July 5th. So keep that in mind, but keep in mind also that our digital content will always be open, so you can always be reading or listening to a book. If you visit our website or, of course, our Facebook page, you can find links to all sorts of exciting things that will entertain and amaze you while we're closed on that day. Anyway, and then also, of course, since it's July, this next week, our summer reading program does continue. And so the week of the 4th of July, or I should say next week, we will be having an in-person program on July 7th at 1:30 p.m. And it's all about rainbows.
Oh,
and so
okay.
Keep that in mind. And this is for children and teens that are in the summer reading program. So that's kind of an exciting thing to keep in mind, because we always have lots of fun and exciting things going on in our summer reading program, and a lot of projects, take and makes, in-person programming, all sorts of stuff. In fact, also this month we've been having a program, or actually a take and make, that is for both adults and teens that are fourth grade and older, and that is a string art project, where you get to choose from the state of Minnesota, a heart, or a maple leaf, and you create a string art project on an old book.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's called upcycling.
Upcycling.
Upcycling is what it's called. That's your new word for the day.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, like I said, it's been super popular. I've had 24 of these things go out already.
Okay.
Because we've been having this now for a couple of weeks. And I have a few more projects left. So if you're interested in giving this a whirl, and stop on down and pick one up.
What's that all about, Cindy?
Basically, it's string art. So what you do is you take a book and you trace a state of Minnesota template on your book, and then you put nails at corners or points so that it creates the image. And then you take embroidery thread and you wrap it around each one of the nails, creating the outline of the state of Minnesota or a heart or a maple leaf. Or you could even come up with your own designs if you want to. And then you string it back and forth. So check it out on our Facebook page, and you'll see a completed project. And I think I'll take some pictures and show some of the stuff that some of our staff made here.
Okay.
It's super cute, and it's very easy, because you only need a book, nails, a template, of course, embroidery thread, and you provide your own hammer.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so that's kind of been our project for June. In July, we'll be offering something else that's different, so you'll have to just wait and hear about that once we release it.
All right.
Yeah, and then also in July, coming up, Steve Sterrod will be here on the 7th and the 21st from 1 to 3 p.m. Those are Wednesdays. So if you need help with your tech, questions about your computer, all sorts of things, I mean, he has the patience to help all sorts of people with many different projects that we have. So keep those things in mind.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we always have lots of books that we like to recommend. We put together kind of some fun sheets here, because we get asked all the time for book recommendations, and so we've put together some things in case we're busy. on our bulletin board that if you like John Grisham, mm-hmm. you might want to check out some of these other authors that we would recommend that you look into. Or, you know, Stephen King, Bridget Paul Evans, Melody Carlson, Lorraine Snelling, you know, all sorts of different authors we've put together. I think it's about, 10 or 12 different ones. And then you can find other books that are similar. So keep that in mind. So if we're busy, or if you want to check and look for some of these things by yourself, those things are available, as well as, of course, our personal likes, because we like to recommend books all the time, because I think pretty much everybody that works here is a reader.
Yeah, if you work at a library.
Yeah. Yep. Surprise, surprise.
Yep. What are you reading now, Cindy?
Well, I just finished the book club book that we just had book club the other night, and I finished this book, and it was so good. It's called This Close to Okay by Lisa Cross Smith, and it is about, it starts out where a lady is driving her car, and she's just going to cross over the bridge, and she sees a man about ready to jump, and she stops her car, talks him down, gets him off the bridge, and they meet for coffee, and that's the start of the book.
Wow, okay.
And all the different things that happened in between. Our book club really enjoyed this book. So keep that in mind. We're always looking for new books to talk about and new books to recommend and everything, but I would definitely recommend that book. It was very good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, what are new things that are out there for us to talk about, right?
That's what I was going to ask the next. What are people reading, Cindy?
Well, you know, Bill Clinton has written a new book with James Patterson called The President's Daughter. And so this is kind of a play on The President is Missing, his first novel. And so we'll have to see how that book goes. But it's Matthew Keating, a past president and former Naval Navy SEAL, goes on his own to find his abducted teenage daughter. So, like I said, we'll have to see how that goes and see what people think. The Maidens by Michaelides is a therapist who suspects a Greek tragedy professor at Cambridge University of committing murder. So those are a couple of new things in fiction. Now in nonfiction, there is Live Your Life by Amanda Klutz and Anna Klutz. It's the wife of the late Broadway star Nick Cordero, recounts his battle with COVID-19 and the hope she has found in her infant son, Elvis. And then In the Heights, Finding Home by Lin-Manuel Miranda and several others are stories, essays, and lyrics that chart the creative journey of the Tony Award-winning musical that is now a motion picture. Then The Man I Knew by Gene Becker is the chief of staff who served former President H.W. Bush from 1994 to 2018 and details his life post-presidency. So a couple of new things for you to consider. And of course, if you've got a favorite author and you want to know if they have a new book coming out, just stop on down or give us a call. We'd be happy to help you.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks for filling us in what's happening at the library. Why don't you tell our listeners when you're open and where you're located?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And we are open, so you can walk right in. We've got computers, we've got newspapers, we've got magazines, we have DVDs, we've got a little bit of everything. We are kind of a one-stop shop, and all you need is a library card here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next week then. You have a good 4th of July.
You too.
Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.